Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the inimitable George Harris will join us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Alicia Cafferata, Trey Abney, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers' 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be back.
All right, so let's talk about a $1 billion tax increase, which is not really a $1 billion tax increase.
Not anywhere near $1 billion.
It's $650 million that were supposed to be sunsetted, but the governor has been realistic and said, you know what, these are going to be permanent. So it's a little over $400 million. But your thoughts on it?
Well, my thoughts are, you know, you can't tax your way out of a recession, and you certainly can't tax your way into better education. So, you know, you have the entire, you know, you have the entire team. You have the governor's office, you have the Senate, you have the assembly, you have the attorney general's office, and you have all the constitutional offices. Why not take 2 months and look at everything before you even talk about raising any taxes?
Okay, do you not believe that this has been in the process for a long time? This didn't just happen after the election. You know, the governor
was determined. Well, no, I don't want to believe that, because then that's disingenuous. Then these politicians, the governor included, is a good friend of mine, should have told the people what they were thinking. Okay? That's dishonest. So I say no. I say they waited till they got elected, and then they started talking about this. Because if this has been planned for years, then it's a travesty on the people, the taxpayers of the state of Nevada.
George, there is a difference between running for election and governing. And
I'm aware of that.
Walter Mondale was the last person that came out and said, I'm going to raise your taxes, and Ronald Reagan will too, but he's not going to tell you. Right? And how many states did he win? One. His home state of Minnesota.
Listen,
and what did Reagan do? He ended up raising taxes.
The people resoundingly said no to anything that had to do with gross receipts. Okay?
They said no to gross receipts.
Stop it, Sam.
There was $4 million spent on killing that tax because it was too big. Even the AFL-CIO,
Sam,
your close friends, and the culinary all said no because it was too much.
Sam, look
what
at the reality.
Governor proposed
Sam,
was 25% of that.
Look at the reality. Gross and net I'm in the restaurant business. We are a high-grossing business with a tiny, tiny, tiny little profit.
I don't disagree.
The entire retail, high-grossing, very small margins. Food industry, and I'm talking about grocery industry, phenomenally high gross, less between 0.5% and 1% profit.
Okay, but have you actually seen the paperwork yet of how this is going to work, what things you'll be able to deduct?
No, I can't wait till everybody gets to see it because right. No one's really seen it.
Right, and so attacking it at this point in time without really knowing...
Of course I'm going to take... Listen, the concept of a gross fee, tax, whatever you want to call it, is that, just that. It's gross. It's scary.
In principle, I agree with you on the terms of gross receipts. I'm in a business where, in the advertising agency side of our business, I can have a client who spends $100,000. I don't make that. I make 15, maybe 7.5% on that.
Right.
So,
but you're rich, so you can afford to pay it. Well, that's the attitude.
George, if I had your money, I'd burn
please,
my money.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you told me that.
That's right. You can't burn copper. Sam, listen. The fact of the matter is that I don't care if you agree or disagree with me. This is a fragile economy right now. It really is. Whether you think it is or not, it is.
I don't think it is in the state of Nevada. With $12.5 billion worth of projects on the boards and moving forward, not
actually
just
going to be actually probably going to be $24 to $28 billion. But those are short-term projects, Sam. Those are 24, 36, 48-month projects. You need a long-term plan, a long-term economic growth plan, which has everything to do with education. I agree with that. And I agree that we all want to fix education. I just believe, and people that I surround myself with believe, there's a better way of doing it. And one of the ways of doing it is not taxing your way into better education.
Okay, let's...
You disagree with me on this.
Let's
why do all
second.
The charter schools
okay, stop,
do better than
stop.
The public schools?
You're running into too many topics. Let's deal
of
with
course.
Them one at a time. So you say... that this, you know, $12.5 billion or even bigger number that you're
right.
talking about are only temporary. Yeah, they only last 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
City Center was built in that time frame. You know, what happens?
It
has become a very successful project.
What happened, Sam? It's almost bankrupted the company. They have high
because
debt.
They were in the middle of the recession. Oh. When they started the project, they didn't anticipate the recession, as did anybody.
Is the recession over?
I believe so.
Okay.
In Nevada.
But is the recession over?
In Nevada.
So Caesars is filing for bankruptcy. It looks like Harris is right around. Because they have these $24 and $25 billion debts.
They larded themselves up with that. When they went private... That was the net result of that. When before they took over the company, they weren't in that kind of shape.
Sure, because the company was ran and managed safely. And they didn't go out and say, hey, let's put $24 billion in debt on this company. Look,
now you're attacking the leverage buyout system, and I'm not against that. I agree with you.
Well,
I think that was a crazy thing.
I think it was,
and $10 billion dollars worth of money is
going to
be
lost. Guess who has a responsibility to be the adult supervision over crazy decisions like that? The Nevada Gaming Control Board, the Nevada Gaming Commission. Someone should have said, hey, what's going on here? Because it puts the entire state at risk.
Okay, let's take a break. More with George Harris when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation, discussion, argument with George Harris, chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. So going back to this project idea, so you build a hotel casino.
Mm-hmm.
You have huge construction work. You have a lot of money invested. But it goes on. It doesn't just stop at the end of the building period. That's what continues to provide jobs for lots of people in our state.
First of all, the construction jobs stopped like they stopped. Now everybody, all the construction, look, we have a big...
Why do you presume it's going to stop?
I don't ever want it to stop, because if it stops, look, if you die, if you're not moving, you die, okay? But the problem we're in right now is we've got great projects here, and now we don't have any construction guys here because they all went to Minot, North Dakota.
But that's how the economy works. That's what you want, is you don't want to have 100,000 unemployed construction workers in this state.
Certainly you don't.
Right. So
you also want some conclusiveness. You want steadiness. You want things to that you can continue to build on.
But
you
that's not how it, things work.
Yes, it is. It could be if you had the right management.
It's not a
Look at Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn runs that company very concise and very slow. You don't see him out going, hey, I'm going to put on $24 billion. He literally has no debt, okay? The company's managed well. The people that have worked there forever. That's the kind of leadership you need to talk about at the state level. And I think that Brian has that kind of leadership ability. I think some of the people around Brian don't. And I think that they would like to say, what's the easiest path to no pain? Oh, well, let's just raise taxes and put the problem on for
you,
the next
you
guy.
You said the education is the most important thing.
I think it's the most important thing.
What this budget will do is put education back into the position it was before the recession, where between higher ed and K through 12.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was unaware of that.
It'll be at 50% of the state budget.
Oh, I was unaware of that. Wow, that sounds, it sounds like Kenny Glenn. Here's what we're going to do. Listen, you can't fix education until you fix the management of education, and we're not managing it. In the private sector of education, private schools, charter schools, education's fine. Homeschooling, education's fine. In this public sector of schools, they need a little help. And we should go in and say, this isn't working, this isn't working. Okay. Right.
So the governor said potential of breaking up school districts or creating larger ones from smaller districts. You've been in favor of breaking up the Clark County School District forever.
Well, of course I've been in favor. Look, I'm not in favor of breaking up the ability to purchase on a mass level. You know, you can still have smaller segments of the school district and with different, you know, and competitive management, and then have a big purchasing thing. I'm not against that. What I am against is schools in neighborhoods that don't have kids in them anymore. Sell those schools off, because you're spending millions and millions of dollars in gasoline to bus kids all over school. Busing's not a great thing. You know, to put a kid up at 6:45 in the morning, put them on a bus, make them travel for 34 minutes to get to school, you know, let's figure out a way to have charter schools in neighborhoods, private schools in neighborhoods, public schools in neighborhoods where the kids are. Well, I don't understand why we're moving kids from one side of town to the other side of town and spending millions and millions and millions of dollars in gasoline. Guess what, Sam? If you just fix that one problem, all those millions and millions, and it's tens, probably hundreds
of
millions.
It's about half of what it was before, though, because the price of
gas
has
dropped. All that money could go into the classroom.
What about higher ed? Are you happy with the idea of you know, expanding the hotel school down here, School of Medicine.
Higher ed, I'm worried about K through 12, okay? Not everybody needs to go to college, okay? You know, there's vocational schools. People leave and they go into the trades, okay?
I'm with you on that.
And I don't think that we need to sit. I think we need to concentrate on what we are doing with these kids from K-1 through K-12. And I think it needs to be managed better. And I think we need to spend more time worried about the kids and less time worried about administrators making $190,000 a year, phony jobs and inboxes. I mean, that stuff's got to stop.
What do you think about Pedro Martinez being appointed to this position?
Well, you know, I'm not versed in that. I know that, you know, that he was let go. You know, there was a statement said that you can't run this. I don't understand why you would turn around and put him in another position. But it happens every day. It even happens in the private sector.
All right. We've got about a minute left. Your presidential picks 2 years out.
Oh, it's easy. I think that if Kasich runs, Kasich's going to win.
Kasich, why?
Because Kasich went into a state that was $5.6 billion in debt. Horrible relationships with unions and everybody else, sat everybody down at the table and said, look, there's going to be some adult supervision here. We're going to do this, this, and this. He's now got a state with a $2.2 billion surplus. Their economy's running right. And he did it because he managed the state like a business. Look, you can still be very compassionate and manage everything like a business. And that's the mindset we need to get to, okay? We got to get away from crony capitalism, and we've got to go back to making a fair playing field for everybody. And you don't do that through taxation. Taxation never works.
When you've got a governor with a 70% plus approval rating, he can get a lot of stuff done.
He can, and I think he will. I really believe he will. And I think he's a good guy. Okay. Unfortunately, there are people around him.
Can you count to 15 in the assembly?
Yes.
Really?
Easy.
That's where we gotta leave it, sir. George Harris, always a pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
If you're injured in an accident and you don't know what to do, we can help get you immediate medical attention.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
Is your smog check and registration due? Take care of both at Instant Smog. Locally owned with four locations, Instant Smog has been serving the Truckee Meadows for over 20 years. Instant Smog. For a location near you, go to InstantSmogReno.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Chris Wicker is here, the spokesman for the Washoe Dems. Lisa Cafferata is a lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. And Trey Abney is director of government relations for the chamber. So my first question to you is, you know, the chamber, along with the Las Vegas Chamber and other groups, were the majority fighting against the gross receipts tax that was the teacher's margins tax, right. The many different ways of describing it. But the bottom line is you all fought against it. And the problem you're having right now is that, you know, what the governor has proposed is essentially the same thing, just a lot lower figure in terms of it, but it still includes businesses that are failing. If your business is failing, you would still have to pay that gross receipts tax. How does this play now?
That's a fascinating conundrum, isn't it? after we spent a year and millions of dollars fighting the question three, the margin tax, and of course almost 80% of Nevada voters voted against it. More voters voted against that than voted for Governor Sandoval for his reelection. We're going to work with the governor on his plan. We have historically been against gross receipts taxes for the reasons you mentioned. It's those businesses that are actually losing money that would still owe it. It's not tied at all to profitability or actual income, after deductions are taken. So there's an issue there. I will give, Lisa talked about the governor having a steel resolve, in a last segment. I will give him credit. A lot of people talk about spending money without ever telling us how they're going to pay for it. This governor came out and said, I'm going to do all this and this and this, and here's how I'm going to pay for it. So, I think that is bold leadership. We don't necessarily agree right now with how he wants to pay for it. We think you need to look at the Tax Foundation study, which the Las Vegas Metro Chamber commissioned. It talks about broad-based taxes like a sales tax on services, property tax, fixing the modified business tax. 80% of businesses don't pay the payroll tax today. We think that's probably a problem. Live entertainment tax, things like that. Now, the governor and other folks will tell you that sales tax on services, you can't bring that in immediately. You can't budget for that because we don't know how much that would bring in. And so we want to move toward an effort where businesses would start reporting that money to the state so we know how much that is. So it's going to be a mix of long-term and short-term. We can't just say, we need this money right now, so we're going to do the short-term fix. This is what the legislature's good at. We want to make sure we have long-term tax policies in place.
Your thoughts on this, Elisa?
I think we end up with, the governor has also said, in addition to his resolve about modernizing the tax system, that he's open to the discussion. And so I think you do end up with a mix of kind of all of the above tax strategies that really are designed to capitalize on the new economy that Nevada is building. Mm-hmm. And so I think it'll be a long, vigorous conversation. but I don't think this governor backs away from it. So I think that we finally get something done that's needed.
Okay. And how important is the role of lobbyists to this whole process now?
Well, I was just talking to a handful of lobbyists yesterday, perchance, and they...
How convenient.
however did you find them?
The point that consistently made with the term limits that we have in the legislature and the changeover, and particularly this time when a lot of incumbents that were eligible for another term were replaced by freshmen, they're almost totally dependent on lobbyists for knowledge of how the system works, of information about bills and how businesses operate. And so I think lobbyists have more power than ever before in this legislature. And we just hope that, I think most lobbyists understand their role to be credible, to give out facts and to help legislatures understand the process. But nevertheless, there is a huge influence of lobbyists, more so I think in this session than before.
I would disagree with the sort of sweeping statement of the power of lobbyists, because I think what we've seen with new legislators is a lot of us haven't met them all. And so in the old days, lobbyists had these long-term relationships with long-term legislators. And now, we're starting from scratch, just like everyone else, getting to know these folks. And so our information is valuable, but I think the influence has been overstated in some ways.
Well, term limits certainly help younger lobbyists and newer lobbyists who don't have to break into that 30-year relationship.
That's right.
I have an opportunity, this is my fifth or sixth session now, I have an opportunity to build that relationship just like one of the big boy
kind
lobbyists.
Kind of leveled the playing field for us.
It's an interesting balance. I think, they both Chris and Lisa are both right on both sides of that coin.
Okay, but the other thing that's interesting is the number of retirements at the LCB, the Legislative Council Bureau, also affected that body, because they do a fantastic job, but they've lost a lot of institutional knowledge as well.
Those are the folks that have the real knowledge in that building. They're the ones that know all the NRS forward and backwards, know that what we did in the 1993 session and what happened here, and can really give you the research and the policy behind all of these things. Those people are invaluable to the process, and so when they leave, you know, I think that's a blow to all of us.
So, again, going back to this whole idea of, you know, promoting a gross receipts tax after you fought this gross receipts tax, how does that affect all the freshman legislators on the Republican side who, you know, don't really want to see that on their resume coming up in 2 years?
Well, it would be a mistake to think the freshman legislators are any kind of a block. I think they're have very different approaches to all the issues that they're coming into the building for. And, you know, what I think most of us in Nevada would like to see, politics aside, is instead of, you know, putting in bad tax policy or tax structure that we think we'll get rid of later, like sunset, how about let's put together a solid policy that we all think makes sense going forward?
Let's write that down. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The Nevada Division of Insurance is here for you. We'll help you work with your homeowner's insurance, navigate the claims process, and make sense of your extended home warranty or any kind of coverage. Talk to us. We're here to help.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Workers' compensation laws can be tricky, and the way some insurance adjusters adjust the claims can make it even trickier. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
The fact is, when you engineer a truck like Ram 1500 with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, and a 9,200-pound towing capacity, your playground gets a whole lot bigger. See for yourself and get a great deal during Ram Truck Month.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.